Wrong with attitude.
It's time for mansplaining.
There's something called mansplaining. Have you heard about this?
Every week here on The Left Show, I'm going to take the time to explain to you Neanderthals all about women.
We know what mansplaining is.
Mansplaining is when a man will condescendingly explain something to a woman that she already knows.
Anyway, gents, pay attention. This is the good stuff. This is mansplaining. It's 2017. I can't believe I have to do this. Fucking ridiculous. Time to say, the modern man, evolutionary betrayer. This week on Mansplaining, I'm not actually going to introduce you to anybody. Considering the news of the week, I was going to talk about any of a few different accomplished women. Then, after this last weekend, I was going to talk to you about Heather Heyer, the young lady that was killed by a Nazi terrorist in America. But I spent that time on The Left Show. This week, I want to talk about something important, very important. And I'm going to make two very distinct but separate points. First, I want to talk about the friend zone and how if you're the kind of person that says that seriously, you need to seek counseling now. Gentlemen, nobody owes you anything if there is a vagina involved in the process. Let me be clear. Just because you're nice to a woman, she doesn't owe you sex or a hand job or a blowjob, or a hug, or a fucking kiss. Nothing. If you can't do something nice for someone who happens to be a lady without expecting something physical in return, no matter how small you think it is, there's a problem with you. I don't want to make you feel like a creep, because chances are you might not be. What I want you to do is take a step back from your already trained responses to situations in society and realize how maybe you might be creepy as shit without trying to be. Make no mistake, some of you are just creepy as shit. And let's see what we can do to change that as well. This last week, I posted a message on my Facebook from Solomon Giorgio, a tweet that Solomon made. You think getting friend-zoned is bad? Imagine your creepy male friend thinking you owe them sex. I'm getting older, and I'm looking back on my life and finding points where I could have behaved like a better person. No, there's not many. Don't worry. The friend zone is an area I don't believe I've spent much time. There have been girls that I have been interested in throughout my life that wanted very little to do with me. I understand. There have been girls in my life that have taken advantage of my feelings, and I understand. Sometimes dudes find a way to use that anger as an excuse to demean or to speak derogatorily to said lady. The truth is, you all have the option to choose who you are and how you're going to react to any situation. Yeah, you can be tricked, and you can be led along, and you can be teased. And guess what? She still doesn't owe you sex. Let me take this to the logical extreme. If you go to a prostitute and you give her money and she decides not to have sex with you, the only place you have to be upset and argue is in your refund. No one owes you anything like that. We had a problem in Utah several years ago where an elected legislator, Republican, mentioned that he didn't think that a man forcibly fucking his wife could be considered rape because they're married. This, unfortunately, happens to be a much broader, I don't want to say thought process, than people think. No one owes you sex. No one. Go out in the world. Do nice things. Be polite to people. Be nice to ladies without expecting them to fuck you. Trust me, it'll make you a better person. It'll make the world a better place. And then you can calm the fuck down. I understand that there are pretty women in the world. And that when you look at them, sometimes there's feelings. Sometimes there's pictures. Sometimes there's a tug or an urge or a nudge or a tickle. Don't do anything about that. One of the most repeated things that I hear are dudes complaining that all they did was pay her a compliment and tell her she was pretty. How'd you do it? Was it appropriate at the time? Was she asking for your input? Nobody owes you anything, especially sex. Nobody owes you sex. You've got a woman in your life or somewhere in your professional environment who just got a divorce. Guess what? She doesn't want to fuck you. Back the fuck off. There's a pretty girl at the Starbucks who put a little heart above an I in your name. Guess what? She doesn't want to fuck you. Back the fuck off. There's the checkout girl at the grocery store. And she said, hey, have a nice day, in a way that sounded nice with a smile on her face. She doesn't want to fuck you. Back the fuck off. It is important for me to get this point across, gentlemen. Stop being creepy. Back the fuck off. Let me change this a little. Say you are interested in somebody, because I don't think that you should be afraid of someone that you're interested in because you're worried as to whether or not you're going to get pointed and laughed at. But say that you have a friend you're interested in. Hell, say you're interested in the Starbucks girl or the brand new divorcee. It's okay to express an interest in an appropriate time and place. Usually not during the lunch rush or not at the office. Maybe with an email. And for the love of God, don't be creepy. Say that you want to take somebody out to dinner. So you find that time to ask, whether it's in person, email, voicemail, text, emoticon. I don't know how you guys talk in that, but you do. So you say, hey, I'm interested in going out. And she says, no, in whatever way, either nice or mean, doesn't matter. It's okay that she doesn't want to. And here's the follow-up. It's okay for you to ask again. Now, here's the important part. Wait a couple of fucking weeks at least. Not later that day, not the next day, not in the next couple of days. Tenacity is important, but being a creepy motherfucker just makes you a creepy motherfucker. Get it? The friend zone is a place that exists for guys to act as though it is okay that they are upset that they didn't get to fuck somebody they wanted to fuck because that person didn't want to fuck them. And that's an important distinction. The friend zone is a place that exists for aggressive asshole guys with superiority complexes that don't believe in the wage gap to basically exercise the demons they have at their own feelings of inadequacy and self-suffering. Get out of the friend zone. You put yourself there. Nobody owes you sex. Nobody. Now, here's the other point I wanted to make. Gentlemen, I am an adult male. I have never committed a rape, and I have never wanted to commit a rape. And at no point in my life did my dad teach me not to rape. Most men don't need to be taught not to. Rapist is not my default setting. And I don't think it's yours either. The problem is that it has been for too many guys that we know. Look, fear is a rough place to live. I've been in a couple of situations in my life where I have been afraid. But imagine for just a minute that you don't know if you can go from here to there without somebody sticking part of them into part of you. Guys, you probably don't know that feeling very well. And if you do, then you know what I'm talking about. No, my default setting isn't rape. But since women face the threat of violence and rape on a constant basis by those few dudes that don't deserve to breathe our air, it is our responsibility as men, gentlemen, our responsibility as men to do everything we can to make sure that the women who are in our lives and who cross our paths or spend even a fucking nanosecond in our area know that they are safe. And here's the most important part. Guys that believe in the friend zone, you're not safe. Fix your shit, guys. All right, that's it for me this week. Until we talk again next week, remember, guys, no means no. My eyes are up here.